this week I'm very, very excited for because it is a band that I've been listening to for a while now. They're called Baby, and they're actually from London, and me and Elizabeth got to interview this week, and it was amazing.
Yeah, so we were so excited about this because last week we got one of their songs on our charts, and so we just took a shot and reached out to them, and we were lucky enough to get this interview, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, it was genuinely the coolest interview I've done. They're all such like funny, cool people. It was really cool to talk to them.
Right, I can't wait for them to come to the U.S. and like come to Chicago because I will definitely see them.
I know, they talked about coming to the U.S. soon, but we have not heard of a Chicago date yet, so please, Baby, come to Chicago.
For real, please.
All right, well, we just got to jump right into the artist interview with Baby.
Just saying all of your guys' names and what instrument you guys play in the band.
Hey, I'm Benji and I'm the singer.
Hey, I'm Tom, I'm the drummer.
Hey, I'm Dion, I play bass, play guitar.
Hey, I'm Jesse, I play guitar.
I'm Tom, I play guitar and a bit of bass.
Awesome. And I saw a video you guys made that you guys actually all met online throughout like TikTok and Instagram. And I think that is so cool. If you guys wanted to tell me a little bit more about how you guys met.
Yeah, for sure. Me and Tommy started linking up first, and we started making some tunes. It was actually maybe like right at the end of COVID, we started doing like stuff on Zoom. And then
from different countries.
Yeah, you were in Italy. Yeah. I was in London. And then the rest of the team met on via like TikTok. So I met Jess next. He'd like just come in from Paris to London, and Tej and Dion, but yeah, everyone via kind of like just DMing from the U page, and then
awesome.
Slowly assembled the Avengers.
And what does your guys' songwriting process look like?
Totally depends. Sometimes it's like, I mean, it totally depends. Like some of the songs have come from just like us like jamming in this space. Sometimes it will be like we'll just do like a session, a couple of us, or like sometimes it's just one of us starts an idea. Like every tune is different, to be honest.
Awesome. Yeah, and I've seen in a lot of the videos you guys make that you guys film them on a double decker couch, which I think is so cool. Where did you guys get the inspiration to kind of make the double decker couch?
Lego Movie, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But what you guys say is your biggest music inspirations?
I think kind of everyone. I think the beauty of us and bands in general is just like everyone's different. Everyone's
yeah.
kind of bringing different people, so it's pretty yeah. pretty varied. To be honest, it kind of goes from Dion regularly noshes off Steve Lacy,
nice.
To the Chili's, to Mac Miller, to Black Sabbath, to
Masayoshi Takanaka.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So pretty varied.
And like a bit about Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, a bit of JT in there.
Awesome.
Hey, we're Baby, and you're listening to Our Song Kinky here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Yeah, we get kinky so tight.
I just wanted to say congrats to a sold out show at the Color Factory. I saw you guys post that. What are you guys looking forward to at that show?
It's our first show like properly out of this space, really.
Awesome.
It's like a good nervous though.
Yeah,
it's good. Like, it's over 300 people. Crazy. Like,
yeah, I've seen some clips of some shows you guys have done there. The energy already looks insane. So I bet it'll be awesome in a bigger venue.
Yeah, yeah. It's our biggest one. Yeah. So it's going to be a bit of a vibe.
Okay. So what would like each of you guys say is your dream band or artist to open for?
Open for
is good.
Chili's. Yeah, me too.
Are we talking in terms of like that would be cool or that would be good for the like
for the band?
Yeah,
like, doesn't matter.
NERD reunion tour.
That would be nuts.
And off of the new album, do you guys have a favorite song from it?
Mine would probably be "You Were a Beach," maybe. You guys?
Yeah, "Breathe," I think. Yeah,
Left Side for me.
I would say "Pretty Boy."
And for me, a song called "Too High," which is the end of the record. And also, we're gonna play it for the first time tomorrow. We haven't played it yet. Yeah.
What would you guys say is your favorite memory as a band so far?
I love you guys.
You know, we were learning Roddy Piper 5 minutes before we went on stage at Leeds.
Oh yeah,
we were trying to relearn the song like in the dressing room, and then we walked out to the biggest crowd we've ever played to.
That was our first festival, and there was like thousands of people. And the first song we played, we're learning it like 10 minutes before.
we opened up the set room.
Our like writing trip we did in the middle of the countryside was pretty nice. It was like the first time we'd all like hung properly as a crew like for an extended period, and pretty lovely. We just kind of made music for like a week. It was great.
And I played Uno in the pub as well.
And we played Uno.
It got really heated. Actually, yeah, certain people almost left the band. Their name rhymes with Romy.
Awesome. And do you guys have a dream venue where you guys would want to play at in the future?
Mine would be Glastonbury.
Lollapalooza in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I think the Hollywood Bowl would be sick.
Hollywood Bowl.
I don't know. I think like Stade de France or La Cigale in Paris. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Straight in with the stadiums, yeah, boy.
Glastonbury.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Glastonbury would be the biggest.
Stade de France is for the back.
Glastonbury is bigger. Yeah, Glastonbury is like 180k.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, it's big. It's big things.
Thank you so much to Baby for being our local artist interview this week. And honestly, it is still so, I'm still so shocked we got a chance to talk to them. I absolutely loved it.
Right. They were so, so, so cool. I feel like we need to like get to know them more. Like we need them on the show again.
Oh, I know. I am so excited because as I said, I have been obsessed with their new album. It's called One, and there's so many good songs on it. The one we just heard in this interview was Kinky, but they also have some other amazing songs like Breathe, Hotline, and Kill Me that have all been in my playlist and I have been absolutely loving. So just getting the chance to talk to them was honestly so cool.
Yeah, it was so, so, so cool. I definitely need to check out their album more. I think only checked out like 2 or 3 songs from it, but it's definitely in my list.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see them just taking off. I mean, everything they do is so good. Their music, their promotions for their music. I mean, they have an amazing TikTok and Instagram account where they film the coolest promos. As they talked about a little bit about, they have like a double-decker couch, and I'm just obsessed with them right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like everyone needs to check them out. Their TikTok is so funny, and just check out all their socials. They seem like such cool people.